This is Juno Afternoon here on Monday, October 15th, 2018, about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. We just heard another song by Vusi Malasela, who will be playing at the Juno Arts and Culture Center this Saturday, starting at 7:30 p.m. Here on the show now, I have a couple folks in from the Southeast Exchange to talk about connecting teachers and local professionals. We have Jess Cobley, a 7th grade life science teacher out at Floyd Dryden, and also Yvette Sidden, a NOAA scientist who works in fisheries biology. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
So you're co-founders of Southeast Exchange?
Yeah, we work together along with quite a few other people, probably 6 or 7 of us with the Juno STEM Coalition and a few different people to get the organization going just to try and help connect teachers and all of the professionals we have in town.
And you two are sort of perfect examples of this, right? You teach in the classroom and you work in the science laboratory, and you two have worked together before, right?
We did, yeah. We met through the formation of Southeast Exchange, sort of by chance. And then in sitting in Jess's classroom at a meeting one day for Southeast Exchange, I saw hanging on the wall in quarter 4, she was going to teach ecosystems. And I asked her what she did for that. And she said, that's not till spring.
I had a vague idea, but not.
You know, there is curriculum and a strict textbook she could have followed. But we worked together and we built a unit around what I focus on at NOAA, which is the Bering Sea ecosystem, and brought that into the classroom at Floyd.
Was that intimidating for you to leave the laboratory or work and come into the classroom?
Absolutely. To a classroom full of 7th graders, yes. But Jess has this great rapport with them. And so she sort of looked at me and said, don't worry. I'll handle them.
And it sounds like you're glad you did.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. And I was just telling someone last week, from the beginning of that unit, we worked on that together maybe 5 or 6 weeks, that I came in just once a week to Floyd. Mm-hmm. From the first day walking in and walking down the hallways surrounded by middle schoolers that I don't know, to the end of the unit, walking to the classroom and having kids say, hey, Bet.
High
was
five.
Really fun. Yeah. They don't do that anymore, Scott.
is it the fist bump now? Jess, what did that mean for you, having the scientist in your classroom?
Yeah, it was a really great experience for me. Ecosystems wasn't something I'm extremely familiar with, and it was only my second year teaching. So to have Yvette kind of have this idea about how we could talk about the Bering Sea ecosystem was really great for me, because I thought it's place-based. It's something here in Alaska that kids get to learn more about the state they live in. And it was just definitely a project I would not have been able to come up with on my own. And Yvette was incredible at reaching out and getting a ton of other people involved in the project. And so I think throughout that 6 weeks, we had about 13 scientists come through my room. Kids were presenting to them and kind of doing dissections together. It was just something that I couldn't have organized by myself. So that was really special.
What was this like for your boss in NOAA, letting you go out into the classroom? What incentives do they have? I don't know.
Yeah, it is a part of all of our sort of performance plans to do outreach. And even beyond NOAA, one of the organizations, you know, what we work on are technically these stock assessments, and the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council sort of oversees that. And even at that council level, they were really interested in this project and the idea of teaching that sort of next generation of scientists and getting them informed and getting them engaged and getting them excited about doing fisheries management and what we talk about as ecosystem-based fisheries management. They were all really supportive.
Okay. And so thinking of the Southeast Exchange and thinking of STEAM or STEM, Yvette is a fisheries biologist. What other kinds of professionals should be thinking about doing something like this?
Well, I think for Southeast Exchange, our goal is to really get kind of everybody and anybody in the room who thinks that they could benefit or could turn what they do into some sort of classroom connection. Because I think for kids, it's really neat to see what they could actually do with science out in the real world, or with math, or with technology, those sorts of things. So for Southeast Exchange, we're definitely not just focused on science. Well, that's kind of been our focus from the start. But we're really looking to get, you know, everywhere from like construction workers to engineers to plumbers to, you know, yes, local scientists, but a lot of different professions. And I think teachers would be happy to help find those connections between those professions and the classroom. And that's why we're trying to get everyone in the same room so that we can kind of do that brainstorming.
So Southeast Exchange is who we're talking about right now. Is the STEM Coalition, are you under the same umbrella? You work together?
Yeah, we're sort of a working group of the STEM Coalition. Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the other founders are part of the STEM Coalition. So, yes.
Can you give me some examples of some other folks that are doing classes already, like you?
Other examples of people going into the classroom?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we've had I know personally of other folks at NOAA who have been into some of the high school science classes at Thunder Mountain, involved with some other like the marine biology class. One of the high school science teachers is offering an after-school project or program called the Future – they call themselves the Future Women of Science, just for women in high school looking to hear from other women in science about kind of how we got where we are. So I know several other women who have gone and spoken to that group as well.
Yeah, and another one that I just got an email about the other day to add to our website from Kristen Wells. But we had a chemist, Corey Fugate. He came in and made orange essential oil for cooking with a classroom. So – that's kind of a different, unique way of how they can come in and teach chemistry. But with baking or cooking.
Yeah. You also mentioned maybe construction workers or plumbers. What might be an example of a lesson a construction worker or a plumber could do?
That would be a little bit hard for me because I'm more life science. But I would assume like coming in and maybe doing the mathematics behind how they plan out the math behind how they get things to work. Or when I think of some of our STEM-specific classes, maybe it's coming in and building models of something that they're working on. Like kids in our STEM class make housing plans. So with a construction worker coming into kind of how does that work from stage one to building a house or those sorts of things.
That sounds exciting. Yeah. And I was thinking of a person who, say, works with concrete and just talking about how concrete cures and temperatures and Portland cement that kind of stuff.
All of it.
Wow. Interesting. How many more professionals do you need to sign up?
Well, yeah, I'll let you answer that one.
Well, if you Google Southeast Exchange, we have a website. And on the website, you can sign up, enter yourself into what we call our online database. And from there, you can put in what your background is, what you would be willing to come in, and what you feel like your expertise is to share in a classroom. And then teachers can search that database. So if they're looking to put a lesson together on a particular topic, they can search that community member database and find names of people who are willing to come in with that expertise. And I should say the sort of – because I get asked it a lot, like, what is the commitment level? And it really can be anything from – maybe a teacher just has an email question about like a very quick, you know, to us what might be an easy response to answer in an email. That can be helpful to a teacher, all the way up to building a, you know, a month-long unit on ecosystems.
Yeah. It really some people can come in and talk for what? Just have a, you know, a day-long presentation they give to kids. It's a PowerPoint style versus hands-on work. And then we did, 6-week unit, which was kind of more than probably usual, but it worked out really well.
Right.
Yvette, you seem to have enjoyed when you were in the classroom. What would be your advice to a professional listening right now who might be on the fence? Like, I don't know if I should go in the classroom. It sounds scary.
I would say it feels really rewarding. And maybe that sounds cheesy, but to me, that is an age group that I don't otherwise interact with in my life. And so I just really enjoyed meeting those students. And it does sort of give you that energy to go back to your office and be like, all right, they made me realize kind of the cool part of my job or why I do my job or just how important it is to sort of pass that on.
And something fresh and something exciting. It seems like you said, you came back to your office and you were refreshed and as maybe employers thinking about that, just a good activity for their employees to do?
Yeah. It's a good change from our normal day-to-day.
Okay. So you've mentioned Googling Southeast Exchange a couple times. Is that the best way to find you online?
Yeah, that would be the best way. And then really why we wanted to come on today as well is just to share that we had a really successful event last year around this time. And so we've come together to do or put on our second event this year. So we're hoping that that goes just as successfully as last year.
And when and where will that be?
Yeah, so that one this year, we had a professor from UAS that loved what we were doing last year, and he jumped on board to kind of help us out. So we are going to be hosting it at the UAS Rec Center, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday, the 17th. And for all the teachers out there, we have parent-teacher conferences or in-service the next day, so we tried to plan that kind of on a night that we hope teachers can come out and join us for.
And what can we expect out there from 5 to 7?
Sure. So from the secondary side, we're going to have content-based conversations. So there will be tables set up with different content areas that we teach, and you can gravitate towards where you might want to have a lesson coming up and you want to, you know, meet with someone who is also interested in that. And, you know, community members can pick what topic they might associate most with. And then we were excited this year to offer for the elementary teachers a kit focus. And so for people not in the education world, we have science kits in elementary schools that help teachers facilitate their science lessons. And so there's a lot you can do with those, and we would love to see them used as well as possible. So for professionals coming in, we would love to see how they could jump in and help either extend that lesson or just help facilitate using that science kit and what's in there. So just for example, because I have it here just so if people are wondering, like there might be a kit for physical science about like rolling and ramps and how do we do that at a kindergarten level, all the way up to learning about erosion and deposition in fourth grade. So the kits are specific to different topics.
All right. That's Jessica Cobley. You can meet her and Abette Sidden and a bunch of other professionals, teachers, scientists, mathematicians this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the UAS Rec Center. Find them online, the Southeast Exchange, and sign up and teach some kids.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, thank you for having us. We hope to see a lot
of
people there
Wednesday.
Thank you.